Number one. Now, what's your problem, madam?
Oh, yes. My husband bought this yellow skirt here yesterday. It is very nice, but it's not the colour I want. Have you got any blue ones?
What does the woman want to do? Number two. The city council has finally voted the funds to build the new high school.
It's about time they did. I don't know what took them so long.
What's the woman's opinion about the school? Number three. Last night, Jack left his car parked in front of his girlfriend's house, and when he came out to go home, it was gone.
Oh, that's really tough. He just bought it last month, didn't he?
What do you think happened to Jack?
Number four. Some people know a lot more than they tell.
Unfortunately, the reverse is also true.
What does the man mean? Number five. We all talk about how liberated we are, but in fact, women are still not equally treated.
I don't think so. You've got the vote, you've got your careers, I think you've got everything important.
What are they arguing about?
Number six. It's partly your own fault. You should never let in anyone like that unless you're expecting him.
It's all very well to say that, but someone comes to the door and says electricity or gas, and you automatically think he's okay, especially if he shows his card.
How does the woman feel about the man's remarks? Number seven. Your yard is always so beautiful, Kathy. You must have a gardener.
Oh, no. It would cost at least $50 a month to hire someone to do the work. So I do most of it myself. I enjoy taking care of the flowers, but I have to force myself to do the weeding and cut the grass.
What does Kathy like to do? Number eight. Why won't your sister go out with Bill? He's at least 5'10".
To her, he's still a shorty.
Which of the following heights of the men would the woman's sister prefer to date?
Number nine. I have to think about your offer. I can't say yes or no at the moment.
You can take your time. It will do if you let me know your decision in a day or two.
Which of the following is true?
Number 10. Well, this is a pleasant surprise. It seems to me we ran into each other here last week, too.
You and I must have the same idea. The only way to beat the crowds when you do the grocery shopping on Saturday is to be here when they open at 9 o'clock sharp.
Why did both of them do grocery shopping at 9 o'clock sharp?
Passage 1. A guide dog is a dog especially trained to guide a blind person. Dogs chosen for such training must show good disposition, intelligence, physical fitness, and responsibility. At the age of about 14 months, a guide dog begins an intensive course that lasts from 3 to 5 months. It becomes accustomed to the leather harness and stiff leather handle it will wear when guiding its blind owner. The dog learns to watch traffic and to cross streets safely. It also learns to obey such commands as forward, left, right, and sit, and to disobey any command that might lead its owner into danger. The most important part of the training course is a 4-week program in which the guide dog and its future owner learn to work together. However, many blind people are unsuited by personality to work with dogs. Only about 1/10 of the blind find a guide dog useful. Number 11. What is the main idea of this passage? Number 12. At what age does a guide dog begin an intensive course? Number 13. Which of the following was not mentioned as a command that the dog learns to obey?
Passage 2. A deep depression already affecting much of Ireland is likely to reach western coasts of Wales and Cornwall by early this afternoon, and to spread over those areas generally by evening. It will bring force 9 gales increasingly local to storm force 10 together with short outbreaks of rain, though with bright intervals. The showers that have been affecting much of southern England have now moved eastwards, leaving clear skies in all areas, but temperatures are likely to drop to around 5 degrees centigrade. Winds will be light at first, but increasing from the west later this evening. The Midlands will have broken cloud cover, but will remain dry at first. There are likely to be showers later, but in areas near the east coast, there could be some fog patches after dark. Temperatures should remain stationary. Northern England should remain dry, though clouds will thicken from the west this afternoon. In western districts, winds are likely to increase rapidly this afternoon, with the possibility of isolated snow showers. Temperatures will probably remain above freezing. Number 14. What is the predicted weather condition for the western districts this evening? Number 15. What weather condition can be expected in southern England this afternoon? Number 16. What can be expected in the Midlands this evening? Number 17. What can be expected in northern England in the early evening?
Passage 3. For years, students were assured that with a college degree in hand, they could acquire an excellent job. However, in recent years, several developments have signalled the onset of a change in the supply-demand relationship in the services of higher education. Teachers with terminal degrees far outnumber the available teaching positions in many disciplines. The chairman of a science department today may receive 300 to 400 applications for a position that once attracted only half a dozen. States are closing down some colleges and requiring others to cut back on undergraduate and graduate programs. Higher education is well into a buyer's market. With the realization that higher education has lost its vaunted position in the eyes of the public, administrators of colleges and universities must be prepared to enter into competition with all other suppliers of products and services. Private institutions, in the long run, have no alternative but to satisfy their customers. Today's students are in touch with the reality of the world, and they realise that while a degree may obtain the first job for them, keeping the job and advancing depend upon the education behind the degree. Number 18. How does the speaker feel about the present position of colleges and universities? Number 19. What does the speaker mean by the sentence, "Today's students are in touch with the reality of the world"? Number 20. Which of the following is most likely the speaker's advice for a college student?